Melissa K. Olson presents Broken Girl Fly, Overcoming the Trauma of Childhood Sexual Abuse with the Love of Jesus by Melissa K. Olson, narrated by the author. Introduction. Tangled in Lies. I lie weeping, my body curled in a fetal position on the dry bed of a blue kiddie pool. The loose rocks peppering the concrete driveway poke through the plastic, needling my arms, legs, and the side of my face, but I don't care. My heart aches more, trampled and crushed like the soft shell of a robin's egg when it falls from the nest. "Can someone please shut her up?" a boy asks, nudging the side of the pool. My best friend Jess leans down beside me. "Missy," she says, "can you get out of the pool?" "No. I'm not getting out until I know he loves me." "Sweetie, he's over this mess. You need to get out of the pool." My stomach churns with the suds of pale ale and whiskey shots. Liquid crazy pulses through my veins as I lie on Brent's driveway and cry. The party rages on despite my tears, with bass thumping out the windows, clouds of smoke drifting into the autumn air, and the laughter of drunken teens mocking my brokenness. "I want him to love me," I say, rolling a beer bottle between my palms.
"Someone's going to call the cops if you don't shut up," the boy says again, kicking the pool this time.
I jump up and holler, "Screw you, Jake," then take off running down the street, screaming at the top of my lungs. A neighbor dressed in a bathrobe walks out her front door and says, "Hey, little girl, quiet."
"Shut up, witch," I scream, collapsing onto her grass.
"I'm calling the sheriff," she says, marching back inside.
"Screw you,"
I yell, tossing my beer bottle behind her.
"Damn it, Missy," Jess says, helping me to my feet. "Shut your drunk ass up."
"What if the cops show up?" I ask.
"I'll be busted."
"We'll all be busted," Jess says, staggering with me to the camper parked alongside the curb. Brent's parents aren't home. They would never consent to a bunch of middle schoolers partying in their house. Jess pushes me inside the RV and snaps the door shut behind us. Then my other friend, Tracy, pulls me in for a hug, hands me a beer, and says, "You're okay."
"Why doesn't he love me?" I ask again, pulling in a long swig.
She doesn't answer. No one ever does. The stupid thing is, I know why Brent doesn't love me, but I dare not say it out loud. If I say it, my stupidity becomes real, and I'm not ready to face my own stupidity. I wipe the snot off my nose and glance at the faces staring at me. Jess, Tracy, and Mandy. These girls are my crew. And the boys outside are too, only they're brash, especially when they drink. The scary thing is, all these people think my crazy is about Brent. They all think I'm nuts about a boy, that the booze and pot bring out a loopy, pathetic affection for a guy who doesn't love me. They are wrong. I squeeze my fist into a ball and peer down at my swollen knuckles. I like to punch things, like the floor, my locker, and school desks, hoping to get someone's attention, hoping someone will notice. The truth is, if I were brave, I'd be covered in cuts. I'd take the X-Acto knife from our utility drawer at home and I'd slice the sharp blade down the belly of my forearm like a fisherman gutting salmon. That's a funny analogy. My dad's a fisherman. I've watched him fillet plenty of fish, spill their guts out on the ground, peel the skin off of them. He's filleted me too. I want to tell my friends the truth, want them to know why I scream and cry and drink and run, why I want someone to see me. I'm looking for a pure love, an unadulterated, untouched, unmarred love. Someone who loves me for me. Someone who knows all the dirty about me and still loves me. I know he isn't Brent or any other boy, at least deep inside my spirit, I know. But for now, I'm following what all those fairy tales, Hollywood movies, and romance novels tell me. Real love is found in a boy. Someone outside yells, "Cops!" I peek out the window and see red and blue lights. Someone opens the trailer door and shoves me out, saying, "Run, Missy, run and hide." I trip going down the stairs, then crawl on my hands and knees toward a parked car, slide underneath and hold my breath to listen. A car door slams,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?